Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, December 27th, the last week of this year. So, I'd like to see if anybody have a song. Anyone have a song they have on their heart that they want to start out with a song?
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need of, God has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. This is a piece of it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Good morning. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Yes, this morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need.
See that, yes, ma'am.
He lets me rest in the meadow's grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe, safe in his arms. I'm just so thankful and grateful this morning for that song. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Good morning. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is a song that was on my heart this morning. Hallelujah. Father, I stretch my hand to see no other help. I know if I withdraw thyself from me, where shall I go? Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If I withdraw thyself from me, where shall I go? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning. Is there anyone else? I don't want to overlook anyone else. Anyone? Did I hear someone?
Good morning. This is Sister Letna. I request some prayer.
Do Did someone say something?
Yes, this is Sister Letta. I'm requesting prayer.
Okay, okay. We're going to do a prayer in a minute. I mean, a little later. Right now, if you have a song on your heart you would like to sing.
No, ma'am, I don't
okay.
sing. Thank you.
That's fine, that's fine. Thank you. We will be taking prayer requests. So let me give a joyful heart. Good morning to you. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, I never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you was there for me. And I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it. Oh, I would have lost it all. Oh, but now I see how you were there for me. I never have made it without you. I would have lost my mind a long time ago. If it had not been for you, I made it through my storm and my test because you were there to carry me through. I am stronger. I'm wiser. I am better. I could stand here and tell you I made it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost my mind a long time ago if it had not been for you. I made it through my storm and my test because you was there to carry me through my mess. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. I can stand here and tell you I made it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. Amen. Amen. Okay. So what we're going to do next, we're going to go ahead on and we will do the prayer request now. Okay. So the line is open. Give your name, your name, and if you have a prayer request, testimony, or praise report, and if you're not able to pray, stay listening. Unmute your phone.
Yes, good morning once again. This is Pastor Darlene B., and I'm just so grateful to be here today. I was just thinking just how God blessed me so well with this home that I have purchased. I had been looking since towards the end of September, put a couple of offers on some homes, and things fell through for one reason or another because of the inspections. People's homes were not up to par or whatever the reason was. Some house was sinking into the ground, and I thank God for getting that inspection. So I just kept looking. I would stop for a little bit, and then I would come back and look again. And so I just thank the Lord for the one that he blessed me with, because I always said, you know what, God has something better for me. And in the end, this home, I mean, it's just a really nice place. It's in a good area, nice neighborhood, lots of space for the children to play, got the swimming pool in the backyard, The kids are all excited. All the kids, the grandkids, the nieces, nephews, they're all excited about coming to the pool. And just the room that I have lots of room there because I had looked at some homes and the prices that they're charging nowadays, it's a seller's market, meaning the seller can pretty much ask what they want, but it still needs to appraise because I believe several houses went under contract. They came back on the market because the appraisals didn't work in some cases. So I'm just grateful for how the Lord worked this out for me and just having faith to believe that God is the one who can do do his best for his people. So I just like to say I am blessed by the best. I really appreciate all the prayers. You know, we've been praying, you know, for several months, and off and on we just put it out there and thank God for what he did. So I'll be moving this weekend or before, right at the weekend. So just pray that everything will work out as we do the move. Yeah, I'm getting things together, and I thank the Lord for just having people who will come and help me, and we're just going to be there to do God's will in the house. So I just pray that the house will be a blessing where people will come and just know that the love of God is in that place because it's here, you know, where I because I do love people, and I do my best to make people feel good and encourage them. That's the thing, is to encourage them. So I also want to pray for my grandchildren, Jamila's family. Everybody over there in that house has some sort of COVID in their bodies except for Jamila. Jamila's the only one who has not gotten sick. So Ben, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, all of them have been tested positive for the COVID. So, I mean, usually when one person gets something over there, all of them somehow or another seem to get infected, whether it's colds or flus or whatever. So because there's so many and it's, you know, they're all there in the house. So I thank God for the prayers that they will come through. In the name of Jesus, I also want to keep my Uncle Marvin in prayer and my cousin Raymond in prayer. And just pray for the spirit of salvation over our families. You know, different ones in the family does not have Jesus as their Savior yet. So just want to pray for that and that peace will come into their hearts. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And praise God on your house, Lord.
Good morning. This is Sister Glass. And I just want to thank God for life this morning, you know. I thank God, you know, for just so much, and it's so much, so, you know, to be thankful for. But I just thank you for life today because somebody didn't wake up today. And I just appreciate him for who he is. I thank him, you know, for this Christmas, you know, and stuff, and things would arrive there. But I just thank God for it because it's teaching me. Hallelujah, and I'm there for a reason, to learn and to teach. Hallelujah, and to speak life into all, you know, the sick, you know, to our flesh in the name of Jesus. So I just ask everyone to keep me in prayer because I need to find, you know, work on myself and see what it is that God really, you know, has for me to do for this season and stuff, because it's been always, you know, about them and not about me putting myself on the back burner. So now I got to, you know, ask God to reveal to me things that are there that I don't know that is there so it can be helpful for me because I don't want to go into 2022 with some of the same things that, you know, I'm dealing with now. So God to continually reveal to me Gladys and the things that he's not happy and pleased with. And also pray for Michelle, for Eddie, for Ebony Shanks, for Colin Rasko, Cameron Rasko, and their fathers, Calvin Rasko, and Emery Shanks. So I just thank God for, and my sister Mary and my brother Lewis and April McNeil, just praying for them. But just keep me in my prayers that God just draw me closer to him. And just, you know, me working on myself right now. In the name of Jesus. So thank you, saints.
Amen. Good morning.
And also, Jose, praying for my request for strength at the moment to touch the body. I'm doing well. I'm feeling okay. Just want a little bit more stress. And yeah, I got a few more days of this medication, steroid or something, but it takes you for a loop there. And need to go. Just to strengthen the body, that'd be well. And thank you for your prayers. Pray for me. Pray for my family. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Chris. I would like prayer for my family and prayer over my business and prayer that I just, God give me wisdom and I make good decisions, and prayer for Apostle Horsley that he feels better, and just my sister that, you know, just and my aunt that God will give them strength in their time of grieving, and just that, just make better decisions and moving forward in this next year, that God will be pleased with, you know, my journey.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning,
Mr.
Chris.
Good morning.
I have a prayer request. I ask y'all to pray for Shakina and Tina. They have the COVID, and they wasn't able to attend the Christmas dinner. And for the families, because they and Tony, because his family stay in the houses, and they are still there at some of them, and to protect them, and also pray for Gail and Bobby. They just got married in August, and they really don't have a communication skill to communicate with each other, and they're having a few marital problems. And Bobby had one house, and they just bought a house together, and so out of town. And so let's pray for their marriage and all marriages.
Amen.
Any more prayer requests? This is testimony, praise report.
Yeah.
Something you just want to share? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Sister Linda. And I'm asking for prayer for my hands and my knees because they're not doing too good.
Okay. Good morning.
Amen. Also, we'll add a pastor. I did a prayer for Pastor Brown, I believe his name is, and Rosalind. I think I might have it right. Lily Wednesday, praying for them. But about how blessed he was able to get hold of one of the Kennedy girls there. And Lily Wednesday, so we pray for their marriage, that they stay strong in their ministry. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Good morning. I would like to pray for Mary, who is traveling. Also, just pray that, you know, anybody who's traveling from their Christmas vacation, that they'll get home safely. And also, just unity. You know, as we pray for family, salvation, and unity, add that to the equation. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Also, I want to add a Growing Faith Church on Camelton Road. Let's pray that God do a work in that church. Bring people to hear the word and touch Pastor Staples, that he, you know, feed them the food that they need. So let's pray for Growing Faith Church. Anybody else? Prayer request? Praise report? Testimony? Okay. So if anybody not able to pray, that didn't say listening.
This is Sister Gladys. I'm not at home, so I'm just going to listen today.
All right. So, Sister Chris, could you pray, and then you, Pastor Horsley?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, before we get started, let's go into a praise. Let's give God praise. We're not going to ask him for anything. We're just going to praise him for what he's already done or what we're expecting or what somebody else is expecting or going through. Glass are open. Praise God. Let's praise God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise Heavenly Father.
Well, we worship and praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus, for the beat on the blood right now, God. And we overcome by the blood of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we are victors.
Thank you, Jesus. We are ecstatic, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the glory.
In the name of Jesus, thank you for your healing power. For by your stripes, Lord, we are healed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In any, hallelujah, we bind and we rebuke, you know, any idols right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, work on us right now, God. Lord, help us to reflect on ourselves right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And so we got our own soul salvation, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, you are, hallelujah, our deliverer, our healer, our strong power, our peace. In the name of Jesus, thank you for our families. Thank you for marriages right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. But we thank you for what you are doing in our lives and every prayer that comes forth right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, that you heard him, Father. So let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven over each and every one of our lives this day in the miraculous mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the blood. Your blood, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a mighty God we serve. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank everyone for the praises that have went up. So, Sister Chris, you can start out. Pastor Buckley, you can pray after her.
Thank you, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just magnify your holy name this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping the families together, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving us wisdom, Lord God. And Lord God, learning to lean unto you and not unto our own understanding, Father God. Lord God, we bind any spirit of stagnation, Lord God, as we're going forth in this new year, Lord God. Lord God, place us on, give us the right mindset, Father God. Lord God, give us the right mindset, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to focus on the things of Christ, Lord God, the good things, Lord God, the things of you, Lord God. You said meditate on your word day and night, Lord God. Lord God, help us to meditate on you, Jesus, Lord God, so we can go forth, Lord God, into the good things, Lord God, the things that you have for us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will order each person on this prayer line. Footsteps, Father God. Order our footsteps, Lord God. Guide us, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to make the right decisions, Lord God. Lord God, give us favor, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for grace and mercy on each and every person on this prayer line, Father God, going forth into this new year, Lord God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will receive all of the abundance, Lord God, everything that you have for us, Lord God. Lord God, but just help us, to, Lord God, to keep you, Lord God, and worship you, Lord God, and just magnify your holy name in everything that we do, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that anything that we need a solution to, Lord God, that you bring a solution to us, Lord God. Lord God, because we know that you're still sitting on the throne. You're still performing miracles, Lord God. Lord God, in the 11th hour, Lord God, anything is possible with you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. We thank you already for what you're going to do for us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for putting us on solid ground, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we would not miss the mark, Lord God. But, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to have the right mindset in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for my family, Lord God. I pray for Yolanda, Lord God. I pray for Toshiba, Father God. TJ, Jadon, Denver, and Dallas, Lord God. Kenyon and TJ, Father God, and Sierra, Father God, and Joshua, Jesus, Lord God. I pray the blood of Jesus Christ on each and every family member, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for their salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for their mindset, Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Going forward, Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, that your grace be upon each and every person. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need of, God's hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, will we come, O Lord God, thanking you, O Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Everyone in their prospective places, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we, Lord God, we covered every prayer request here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and we thank you for answering, O Lord God. God, we have a prayer up for Uncle Marvin, Lord God, special prayer for the grandchildren, O Lord God. Lord God, we arrest that COVID virus, O Lord God, and the strains we have, O Lord God, and we command the COVID virus, O Lord God, to dissipate and die, O Lord God, that it would not mutate, O Lord God, that it would not take anyone out, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. It's been around a while, O Lord God. O Lord God, you say whatsoever thing we desire when we pray, believe that we receive it when we pray, and we shall have it, Lord God. We thank you for the your home and the estate of Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, and that everyone's in place, O Lord God, to get the moving done and out of the way and the safetiness of the pools and all that stuff, dear God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for every business entrepreneur, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, everyone that came to worship and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for the wife, O Lord God, for this about 40 years, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that's moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Thank you for this Monday morning after Christmas, O Lord God. It was a wonderful Christmas celebration, O Lord God. Lord God, you did exceedingly abundantly above, O Lord God, all that could ever ask or think, O Lord God. Had private day here, dinner, Lord God, overwhelmed, O Lord God. Felt just like heaven was on earth, O Lord God. You were here, Lord God. We celebrated, Lord God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The food was right, the spirit was right, O Lord God, and the joy was there, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, as we face, O Lord God, another work week, O Lord God, and people are needing traveling mercy to get back home, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It looked like it was a calm report, O Lord God, that we're just moving right along, right out of 2021 and into 2022, Lord God. In a few days, we'll transition into, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray that the Pastor Dolly and everything be set in the proper respect that it's supposed to be in, O Lord God, and that she be settling, O Lord God, and that the house be going, O Lord God, and life will begin, O Lord God, and the dust will begin to settle, Lord God, and the joy and all the well wishes, O Lord God, and all the gifts in the house, woman, presence, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask, O Lord God, that you touch all the grandchildren, O Lord God, Mr. Ben, O Lord God, and the children there, O Lord God, that everything we said, O Lord God, that they be able to come out and rejoice, O Lord God, and that this, O Lord God, this thing that's attacking now, O Lord God, that they would not see this enemy anymore, O Lord God. Lord God, for everyone to have businesses, O Lord God, and not feeling well, every carbuckle, O Lord God, everything that's out of place, O Lord God, we accept you, make it right, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, give the minister Chris, O Lord God, the words to speak over her business, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that it will prosper, Lord God, that it is prosperous, O Lord God, and it's growing day by day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, and the family, Lord God, and that all will be for her daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that would be the right one, O Lord God, and that it would come soon, O Lord God, before the school year turned back in, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all the families that were able to get together, O Lord God, and to worship and to praise you, O Lord God, all that came to the great celebration, O Lord God, of Christmas, O Lord God, of the son's birth, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for every newborn babe, O Lord God, every child that is born, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the babes that were born over this holiday weekend, O Lord God. Lord God, that strain of that virus does not take them out, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen my body, O Lord God, and everyone that has to go back into the workforce, O Lord God. We just ask you for your protection, O Lord God, and wisdom, O Lord God, how to combat this enemy, Lord God. Lord God, you said when there's two or three gathered together, oh Lord God, that you will be in the midst of everything we desire when we pray. We believe that we receive it when we pray, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the rest, oh Lord God, of the illness, oh Lord God. Those who have high blood pressure, or low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, oh Lord God, kidney, renal failure, Lord God, respiratory problems, oh Lord God. We ask that you would touch right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, God. We what it deserves in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, and the upcoming events in our life, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the moving, oh Lord God, the automobiles, oh Lord God, the attitude of the people, oh Lord God, that's going to be moving in the house, oh Lord God, just sanctified and blessed, oh Lord God, in a special way, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, pray for my Roderick, oh Lord God, and everybody, Roderick, and everybody's child, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send a word in season, oh Lord God, to break the captives, oh Lord God, the captivity, oh Lord God, of the children, oh Lord God, of computer games, subliminal suggestions, oh Lord God, spirits of witchcraft, oh Lord God, that it would break, oh Lord God, that we'd be able to, that they would return to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we pray a covering them, oh Lord God, especially our children that are at the school age, oh Lord God, and the toddler size, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We need a very nice protection, Lord God, over this thing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. All that will travel, oh Lord God, by plane, boats and planes, oh Lord God, and as we approach the New Year's Eve, oh Lord God, that you bless and protect, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we would like to see a change in the shifting of this mutant disease, oh Lord God, that it would be destroyed out of our coast, God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you and we praise you for this time and this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We love you. But anything I forget, oh Lord God, include it in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the time, Pastor and Alice. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank y'all for those prayers. And I don't want to look over anyone. Is anyone who haven't said their name that like to give your name? You can do so at this time. Okay. If anyone that you have would like to pray, you can step up now. Anyone wants to pray? Okay. So.
Yes, I will.
I'll
go ahead and pray.
Go ahead.
Amen. All right. Amen. Lord, we just thank you this morning once again for this opportunity to be in your presence, oh Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand pleasures forevermore. My God, you are so beautiful. You are so awesome. You are the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. We thank you that Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today and forever. We thank you that you're sovereign and you have no respect of person. My God, whatever you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, today that your word lets us know that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. So we thank you, Lord, that we are no longer lost in our sin, but we are here in your kingdom, oh God. We are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. We're called out by you, God. Thank you, Lord, today for calling us out, Lord, out of our darkness into your marvelous light, God. My Jesus, we thank you so much for that blood that you shed on Calvary so that we could be free. So we're free today from sin, death, hell, and destruction. And because of your victory, we have the victory, oh God. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, oh God. We are new creatures in Christ today, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend. And you are a friend who's closer than our brother. You are the good shepherd, oh Jesus. And we know that as your sheep, we know your voice. And a stranger, my God, we will not follow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you today, Jesus, that you are sitting at the right hand of the throne of God and you're interceding on our behalf. So we thank you for that. Thank you today that we're rejoicing even now. Many people don't even realize the reason for the season, Christmas, but we realize and recognize that Jesus Christ came. Yes, he did. He came as a babe in a manger. Lord, we thank you so much for that, and that while you were here, you did many miracles. The miracles were there. The signs were there with you, and the wonders happened while you were here, Jesus. And Even now today, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders follow us because we do believe in you, O Jesus. And we believe that, as the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the living water that shall never run dry. So we welcome you in today. And as we draw nigh to you, Jesus, you draw nigh to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you that Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Nothing shall by enemies hurt us, oh God. We just thank you this morning. We bless you today that we are forgiven, oh God. And Lord, each day we realize we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. We pray that our spirit then will continue to rise up above our flesh, Lord, and help us to continue to have the victory, oh God. We realize, Father, that there are many different kinds of spirits out there, oh God. And we know, Father, we have the authority today, oh God, to come against the darkness, oh God, the powers of darkness, oh God, the wickedness in high places. My God, we just bind up every evil and wicked demonic spirit. All diabolical demons, oh God, that would try to interfere in our lives, that would try to trick and trap us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that we resist the devil and the devil flees, oh God. We rebuke every satanic spirit that is trying to come against the people, oh God. Even the minds of the people, oh God, shall be clear, oh God, shall be full of life and love because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today for every sister and brother here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God, that we help one another, oh God, that we support one another in prayer, oh God, and indeed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today that we are rising, oh God, as an edifice higher and higher in Jesus Christ, oh God. And Lord, as we come, Lord, we come with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. We make our requests known to you, oh Lord. So we thank you, Father, today for the strength of your word, oh God, for you are our strength, oh God. You are our song, God. You are become our salvation, oh God. So we are praising you today, oh God. Thanking you, Lord, for the healing. Thank you for Sister Charlotte, oh God, that you're healing her body daily, oh God, that you're strengthening her, oh God, as she goes through her therapy, oh God, that her hip is getting stronger, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for our Sister Marie's knees, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for blessing and healing those knees, and Sister Lois's hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Apostle Horsley, we thank you for healing his body, God, in the name of Jesus. And our sister Linda, Lord, that you're healing her hand and her foot, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you in her knees, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you so much, oh God. We praise you today, oh God. We glorify you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Where there is sickness, oh God, you bring us health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, there are so many people, oh God, who have sickness in their bodies today, oh God, and you can heal, Lord, all kinds of cancer, oh God, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph node, cancer of the lung, oh God, prostate cancer, oh God, breast cancer, Lord, blood cancer, God, ovarian cancer, Lord. We decree and declare that those cells are being dried up through the word of God in the name of Jesus. My Father, those who have migraine headaches, oh God, those who are just mentally disturbed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My brother Roderick, oh God, you heal his mind, oh God, you save his soul, God, make him every with whole, God. And Tony, Lord, take these young men off of drugs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help them to know that Jesus is the one that they can turn to in the middle of their lives, oh God, in the midst of the troubles that they may be facing, oh God. I pray, Lord, today that you remove the craving for drugs in different people's lives, in their hearts, Lord, in their minds, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name, oh God. Some are strung out on nicotine, oh God, crack cocaine, God. Marijuana, Lord Jesus, my God, some are hiding behind the fact that marijuana has been made illegal in some of our states, oh God, and they're just getting high just to get high, God. So we pray, Father, today that they will turn to you, God. Schizophrenia is being bound right now. Paranoia, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord, there's some who are so depressed, oh God, who feel like they don't want to live anymore, so we bind up the demon of suicide in the name of Jesus. That Cain spirit shall be removed in the name of Jesus. My God, these young children, oh God, who feel like nobody cares, Lord, that they're being teased, oh God, bullied in the schools, oh God. We bind up the spirit of bullying in the classroom today, God, that the children will obey the parents, oh God, in the Lord, because this is right and great will be their peace, God, as they seek your faith, oh God, and they will have long life upon the earth, oh God, as they honor their moms and dads, oh God, and let the children be taught of the Lord, God, so that there will have be peace in their hearts and minds, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, speaking of children, my Father, I pray for those who are being molested, those who are being sodomized, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bring the perpetrators to the kingdom and let them receive Jesus as Savior. Repent of the things that they're doing to these children, these heinous crimes against our children, beating our children, oh God, cursing the children, oh God, like they're dogs in the street, oh God. Help these families, oh God. Help these moms and dads, God, in the name of Jesus. Help the sisters and brothers work together. Help them to be kind one to another. Help them to show love, oh God. We need love in our families today, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we just praise you, God, today for our sister Gladys' family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you help and heal each one name by name and every person's family on this prayer line, oh God. Apostle Horsley and his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Marie and her family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Chris and her family, oh God. Sister Linda and her family, oh God. Pastor Scholastica and her family, oh God. Sister Charlotte and her family, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Yvonne and her family, Sister Mary and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Lynn and her family, oh God. Sister Lynn, oh God, and her family. Sister Sheila and her family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Glenda and her family today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God, that you heal, you deliver, Lord. You set them free, oh God. Sister Teresa and her family, oh God. Sister Grace and her family, oh God. Sister Renee and her family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we pray for our sister Miss G and her family, oh God, and Sister Belinda and her family, oh God, Sister Dorothy and her family, Lord. We just praise you, God, today because you bring healing to Martensi and her family, God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today for Sister Charlotte and her family, God, that you heal, you deliver, God, you set free, oh God. Brother Joe and his family, oh God. Brother James and his family, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today that you're delivering this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, Sister Esther and her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Sister Darlene, the other Darlene, we haven't heard her voice in a while, Lord, but we thank you, Lord, today that you heal her and her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Albert this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, all the demonic spirits that have attacked his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against a vagabond spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, homosexuality in his life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray, God, today that you draw him to yourself, God. In the name of Jesus, every debased spirit out there, oh God, we pray, Father, today that people will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, that identity crisis, oh God, that many are experiencing right now. We know, God, today that you can deliver, Lord. You can set free, God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed today, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for deliverance, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for healing this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today that we pray for growing faith church, oh God, and their pastor, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them, oh God, in what they're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, today because you are delivering, oh God. We pray for Pastor Brown, oh God, this morning. Touch his life, touch his mind, touch his heart, God. Draw him, God, closer to you, God. Protect them, oh God, from the evil one today, oh God. We pray for Gail and Bobby, oh God, and their marriage, oh God, the issues that they may be dealing with right now. In the name of Jesus, that you help them to have unity there, oh God, that they will sit down and begin to talk to one another, oh God, and not fuss at each other, oh God, not to have evil intentions towards one another, oh God. Help them to make some good, sound decisions for themselves, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Shekinah and Kina today, oh God, that they will be healed this morning, God. Heal them today, oh God, and they shall be healed. Save them, God, and they shall be saved. We pray for Tony, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, surround him with your love, oh God, with your peace, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Yolanda, oh God, Chris's sister, oh God, and her aunt who are grieving today, oh God, and everybody out there who has lost a loved one, oh God, who has been grieving. Some have been grieving for years, oh God, and all they have to do is give it all to you, God, because you're the one who gives and you take away. We say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're a wise God. You're a wise Father. So we thank you, Lord, today for even just blessing these families, oh God, and healing the hurt, oh God, healing the pain, oh God. We know, Father, today that some are just missing their family members so badly, their friends so badly, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, today for healing the pain, oh God, that they will begin to have the joy today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Chris and her business, oh God, that you blessing that business, oh God. You're the one who gave her power to get wealth, oh God. Apostle's business today, God. Let the business thrive, oh God. Anybody else, oh God, who has a business, oh God. Sister Marie's daughter who sells real estate, help her to be blessed out there. Help her to find homes, oh God, for her clients, oh God. And list homes, oh God, for people who need to sell their homes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for Apostle Horsley's body, that you're healing his body, that you're drawing him closer to you, God, and helping him to know, oh God, that every part of his body is healed. Oh God, anything that the enemy has tried to bring there, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that it is healed, oh God. Every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, every artery, oh God, is healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, today for Mary and her brother, oh God, that you're blessing them, you're healing them, oh God. Sister Gladys' brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I don't remember all the names, Michelle and Eddie, oh God, and Calvin, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, Ebony, oh God, in the name of Jesus, heal each and every area of their lives, oh God, financially, oh God, physically, oh God, mentally, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, today that you will give our Sister Gladys guidance, oh God, and where to go, what to do. Help her to follow you, God. Help her to know when to speak, Lord, and when to listen, God, and when to pray, God, in the name of Jesus, to cast her cares upon you because you do care for her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you, Lord, today for the COVID-19 that was in the gifts and home, oh God. We're speaking, oh God, those things that be not as if they were, God, that each and every one, oh God, including Jamila, keep her safe, God. In the name of Jesus, Ben, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, oh God, that you heal them today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, save them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, save them from anything, oh God, the enemy is trying to do, oh God, that they will not die, but they shall live and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for the moving that I will be doing this week, oh God, that you bless, oh God, that everything will fall in place, God. Even the lady will release, get moved out before her appointed time, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the favor today, oh God, favor with God and with man over the move of my house, oh God, that the people who will come will do the work properly, oh God, that they will get things packed up, oh God, and sent over and traveled over to the next house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blessing upon that house, oh God. Thank you for those who will be helping me, oh God, to move everything, oh God. We just praise you, God, today for the help, oh God. You said that you were blessed, oh God. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us as we come and as we go, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for everything that you're doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I'd like to give you a word. We are at the top of the hour, but I'd like to share with you, be joyful always. Nehemiah chapter 18, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Psalm, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. At all times, mean in good times as well as the tough times. The Bible tells us to stay full of joy no matter what we are facing. The joy of the Lord is our source of the strength, and the enemy knows it. He knows that if he can get you down and discouraged, before long, you'll be weak and feeble, and he will be able to easily defeat you. When you are full of joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. The positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life. It paves the way for God to turn your situation around. Decide today to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of his joy by meditating on the goodness and promise of God. Be full of the joy of the Lord. You will soon experience supernatural strength and discover the victorious life of God, of the plans he has for you. So today, dear Father, thank you for filling our life with joy. Thank you that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. Thank you that in all things you cause us to trust. Thank you for your strength within us that comes from that joy. We bless you today and rejoice in your goodness, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I'd like to connect all the prayers that was prayed with Father who art in heaven, how be thy name, thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us, and everybody we pray for, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for you are our kingdom, power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and the scripture for this week is Psalm 35, verses 27 and 28. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. So that is the scripture for the week, third chapter 35, verse 27 and 28. So I want everybody to have a wonderful, blessed week and come back tomorrow and invite somebody. Not everybody you invite, maybe nobody may come, but just invite people to give them the opportunity to make their decision whether they want to get on the line or not. So everybody have a good day, and we will and we'll see y'all, if not tomorrow, one day this week. And then just keep coming back until you and you'll see the difference, the change in your life. You really will. And so just keep coming back. And everybody have a wonderful day. Pastor Dolly, you have something you want to say?
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. I thank you, Sister Marie, for the facilitating today, getting us started today, and letting us know to be joyful at all times. And that is one thing that I like about the way God designed me, that I basically have a joyful spirit, and I hope that it's contagious. I know we have some people on this prayer line, including Marie, who just has a joyful spirit all, you know, whenever I see her. She has that joy down in her, and it just comes out. So I appreciate what you have shared this morning. I appreciate everybody who even sang songs this morning and gave you testimonies today. So this morning, as we are about to leave, I decree and declare that we cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I thank God for everyone. I hope that you enjoyed your Christmas with your family. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree no evil shall befall us, and neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. I decree every diabolical demon shall stop before getting to our doorsteps. Our family shall not be touched by any plague in the earth realm right now, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. I decree that we shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The enemy cannot find us, nor can he touch us with any sickness or pestilence. Continue to make a declaration of the word of God, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we remember that he has given us power to get wealth, and that our businesses are flourishing more than we could ask or think. Some are receiving millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some are receiving thousands of dollars according to our faith. Let it be done unto us. I decree that we will continue to seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. I decree that we will continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. Yes, my God, he is helping us to walk upon those high places. So as we leave today, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for all your sharing one with another in your respective places. Just the fact that you're here to be in agreement with God and with us, that is a major thing, because one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight, and there are more than two people here. So we thank the Lord for the enemy being destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a great day.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today.
There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.